Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm John Hilton, editor at the Cochrane Editorial Unit.
People with cystic fibrosis are particularly susceptible to chest infections, some of which can become chronic. It's important, therefore, to try to find treatments for these infections. And an updated Cochrane review from the Cochrane Cystic Fibrosis and Genetic Disorders Group examines the evidence for the use of antibiotics. Alan Smith, a coordinating editor for the group, based in the University of Nottingham in the UK, is one of the authors of this April 2017 review update. He tells us more in this podcast.
Cystic fibrosis, or CF, is an inherited condition which affects 10,000 people in the UK and around 70,000 worldwide. It causes difficulties in clearing mucus from the airways, which leads to recurrent chest infections. Some of these become chronic, and this frequently happens with a common germ called Pseudomonas aeruginosa. By their late teens, over half of people with CF will have chronic Pseudomonas infection in their lungs, which can lead to more frequent admissions to hospital, worsening cough, a deterioration in quality of life, and a shorter life. When the infection appears for the first time, it can be eradicated with antibiotic treatment. However, once it's gained a foothold, Pseudomonas is impossible to get rid of. For this reason, clinical teams that look after people with CF will check for Pseudomonas every time they see them, and if they find the infection, they will give the antibiotics to eradicate it. Although eradication treatment is effective in the short term, Pseudomonas infection often recurs, and chronic infection usually occurs eventually. Our Cochrane review aimed to see whether antibiotic strategies were effective in eradicating Pseudomonas and in preventing chronic infection. We wanted to compare different approaches to antibiotic therapy, to see if one was better than another, and to look at any unwanted side effects. We considered trials in which intravenous, oral, or inhaled antibiotics had been compared to placebo or no treatment, and also head-to-head studies which compared one antibiotic with another. We found 7 eligible studies with a total of 744 participants. 3 of the trials compared active treatment with placebo or no treatment. These were older and smaller than the other studies, but a meta-analysis of the 2 trials of inhaled tobramycin showed effective eradication 2 months after the start of treatment. The other trial tested inhaled colistin and oral ciprofloxacin. This was compared to no treatment, and it found that this reduced chronic Pseudomonas infection 2 years after eradication treatment. More recent trials have compared differing durations of treatment or different antibiotic combinations. None of these has shown any particular treatment is clearly better or worse than any other, but equally, none of them was large enough to say that one approach is as good as any other. These trials included a comparison of 28 days of colistin, which is used in Europe, versus the same duration of tobramycin, which is preferred in the US. Patients in both arms also had oral ciprofloxacin. Eradication rates were similar for both regimens, but the prevalence of another germ, which causes lung infection in CF, called Stenotrophomonas maltophilia, increased during the trial in both groups. Other studies have compared these drug combinations given for different time periods and regular courses of eradication treatment given every few months on a precautionary basis. In summary, we know that chronic Pseudomonas infection reduces the quality of life and the length of life in people with CF, and that eradication treatment in general is beneficial. But we don't know if the different therapies have similar effects or whether one is clearly better than another. This needs further investigation. And, if the CF community were able to use common outcome measures, this would allow meta-analysis of future trials, helping to build an evidence base for future practice. In particular, we need to find out whether we can make eradication treatment less aggressive for some patients, whilst ensuring it is equally effective at eradicating Pseudomonas, in order to get the benefits of reducing the burden of treatment and reducing the potential harms.
You can find much more detail about the trials in Alan's review, including the specific treatments that were compared in the head-to-head trials, by going online to cochranelibrary.com and searching for the review with the words Pseudomonas and cystic fibrosis.